KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 68 degrees. We'll look for any scattered showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning, a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 12:20 a.m. today of 19-year-old Peyton Ray from Lenox. Ray was taken into custody on a charge of sexual abuse in the third degree. He was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on a $10,000 cash-only bond. No other details surrounding the charge was made available. One vote broke a 3-3 tie on a resolution to place on the ballot in November, a public measure asking for an increase in the City of Atlantic's hotel-motel tax. The tie was broken by Atlantic City Councilperson Kathy Summers. Voting against the resolution was Councilpersons Dana Halter, Chris Jimerson, and Dick Cassidy. Councilmembers Gerald Brink, Linda Hartkopf, and Hayes voted in favor of it. If approved by the voters on November the 7th, it would bump the current 4% hotel-motel tax to 7% beginning January 1st of 2018. Prior to the vote, a number of persons, most of them with ties to local hotels or motels, spoke in opposition of the resolution. Among them was Dale Gross, who said while he is and always has been pro-Atlantic, the increased tax, if approved, will hurt the city more than help it in its efforts to further improve the parks and rec system.
I hate that tax. It is probably one of the most underhanded and hidden taxes that we ever see in our lifetime. And I see from the display that it's all over, it's universal, and it's to be accepted. Well, in my case, I firmly believe that if we're talking $50,000 out of guests' money, we can probably find a way to adjust the budget of our Parks and Rec Department, or the task force can find another way to fund this particular thing.
Like most other speakers, Gross said when people come to stay in Atlantic, they're not here to actually see an attraction.
They're here because they're visiting our families, and I don't feel we ought to be taxing those personal individuals.
The budget for this year's local option sales tax that is applied toward the Parks and Rec improvement, according to City Clerk Barb Barrick, is $155,930. Former City Councilman Steve Livengood has dealt with the issue of putting a hotel-motel tax before the voters when he was on the council. Livengood, who was on the Schulberg Recreation Committee, said the issue should be put on the ballot.
This is not whether this is a good tax, whether it's a bad tax, whether it should happen or shouldn't happen. What it is to you is whether the people in this community should get a chance to decide that. Not you, not these, the folks that live here. Let's put it on the ballot, let them decide it. Sure, there's going to be plenty of discussion in the coffee shops and everywhere else, but that's the way it needs to happen. It needs to go on the ballot so the people can decide.
Further discussion among the council before the vote was to place the measure on the ballot. Councilman Dana Halter said he was torn on which way to go. He said the hotel motel owners gave up a lot when they agreed to work with the city on the original 4% tax that went into effect in 2011. Halter said that coming back and asking for more money seems unfair.
One of the things that we are working on, we had a meeting the other night, is to have a CPC giving some money to promote Atlantic and have a facilitator, because we do need to do more to try and bring some kind of tourism to Atlantic, whether it be a railroad ride, a toy show, a gun show. And I'd love to see the bike trail get done so that we could have bike races. What's the matter with having a triathlon? We've got the facility to do it, but we're not doing it. I mean, we need to give these people something for what we're getting also.
He said on the other side of the coin, it's his duty to allow the citizens to have a say on it. Halter said also that the Parks and Rec Department needs to work within its budget and cut back on some areas if necessary. And Atlantic City Clerk Barb Barrick reminded the Atlantic City Council and the public Wednesday night that the petitions for various city council positions may be circulated now and turned in toward the end of the month.
For those of you that are seeking election or re-election, papers can be filed with the county auditor beginning August 28th. You can get your papers here at City Hall or at the auditor's office, are off the Secretary of State's website.
City council members whose elected positions are slated to end January 1st of 2018 and will be included on the November 7th ballot include Mayor, Second Ward, Fifth Ward, and At-Large. In the funeral announcements, Alan D. Jacobson, age 88, of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Alan Jacobson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Anna Mary Nelson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Anna Nelson will be today at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anna Mae Hansen Kramer, age 86, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Anna Mae Hansen Kramer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph H. Tigas, Jr., age 89, of Dedham, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Tigas, Jr., will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. The Sharp Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Pat Cullen, age 59, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. A massive Christian burial for Pat Cullen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Peyton Rose Shadden of Atlantic was born and welcomed into heaven on July 22nd at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation in memory of Peyton Rose Shadden will be tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harry Rasmussen Sand, age 94, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A visitation for Harry Sand will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Chester Town, age 77, of Cumberland, died July 26th at the Exira Care Center. A visitation for Chester Town will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Beatrice Wright, age 92, of Panora, died July 27th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A visitation for Beatrice Wright will be held August 10th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Lakeside Village in Panora. Memorial services will be held at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. And Lacey Corina Dills, age 36, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died Monday. Memorial services for Lacey Dills will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.